Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We are lucky to have my man Strober here. Strober runs the Locked On Wizards podcast. Ben, I like the draft. I like Trey Johnson. The rest of it is kind of gravy to me. I like the guys they drafted and traded a lot. The other guys seem cool too, I guess. I know folks are high on Riley, the kid from Illinois. Watkins looks like he could become a plus defender down the road. What's your take, man? I don't know that anyone is as invested in the Wizards as you are, outside of like Ted Leonsis.
I'm happy with what they've done so far, because I know you make the case they already have so many wings and guards on this roster. You didn't address maybe a bigger need in the front court, but this team needs talent everywhere. This is a draft where they wanted to just get more talented, especially on the offensive side of the ball. You get probably the best shooter in this draft in Trey Johnson, which is going to expand what they can do, stretch the floor. He'll be the best three-point shooter they had other than Jordan Poole, really, over the past couple of years. Will Riley, high upside guy that can score the basketball well. And to me, this shows that they're not set on anybody who's on this roster right now, including Will Dawkins' first draft pick here, Bilal Coulibaly. The amount of wings that they've added to this roster, they need to see a lot more out of him here in year number three. So nobody's got a safe spot to be on this team long term right now. And I think that's a good thing, because they need to be better all around the basketball. And I think they addressed a lot of things that they needed here offensively in this draft.
Is the big guy even that much important in this game today?
I mean,
if he can't shoot a three-pointer, a back-to-the-basket dude is worthless in this game today.
I don't think they exist.
If he can't shoot a three, then who they going to – I mean, I understand we want to get all the way around. But if they got a guy who's 6'11 who can shoot threes, he's probably more important than a 7'6 guy who can't.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you don't get a guy in this draft that you pair alongside Alex Saar who kind of expanded his game around the perimeter, especially as the season went on. So you would like to find somebody that can really anchor down the interior. I think there's going to be a lot of options here in free agency if the Wizards do decide to bring in a veteran presence. I mean, I think right now Kelly Olynyk would actually...
You think they're going to sign somebody in free agency?
Well, I don't know if they really have the necessary space to do so, but I could see...
There's like roster functionality, like someone will get signed. But you think they're going to sign like a name, somebody of value in free agency?
Not anything crazy. I think they'll just bring in a veteran, somebody could just be alongside Saar and teach the tricks of the trade for another year. Kind of like how Valanciunas did last year.
Yeah. I like Vucevic.
He's good. He'll get his runs this year for sure. He'll have an expanded role. I was looking forward to seeing Sadiq Bey play this year, but I totally understand why they decided to move off his contract more years.
I want to circle back to something you said. You think the draft last night puts Coulibaly's roster spot in flux?
No, not at the moment. But I'm saying going forward, they're going to have to make a decision on him after this upcoming season. They're putting a little bit more pressure on him right now.
By Riley? Who's putting the pressure on him?
Riley, Watkins, these are all guys that could play at his position.
Yeah, but that feels like a reach to me. Like, they just drafted Riley at, what, 22, 21? Watkins is a second rounder. Bilal has certainly not established himself as, like, a star, but this is a dude that through two seasons has averaged, what, double digits? Like, he's an NBA player. We have no idea what those other guys are.
He definitely is, and I'm just saying that they're not set on him being a not necessarily a cornerstone piece, but a guy that they would have in the starting lineup on a contending
team.
These
dudes drafted him, right? He's not a previous administration pick or something.
Oh,
right?
He was their first draft pick.
I think to suggest that Riley or Watkins puts Bilal's Now, if Bilal gets injured again or misses a bunch of time, like, I could see that.
Yeah, he hasn't finished a full season.
Last year, I think they shut him down to tank.
He's been here how long?
2 years.
2 years. They basically know who he is. If they think somebody else have a higher upside, it could be a problem.
I could see that. I think last year they shut Bilal down to complete the tank.
I think there is some truth to that, but he didn't finish his rookie year as well. So we need to see him play a full season, first of all. He needs to get better, expand his game more to the perimeter. And I think he's a really good player. He's already one of the elite perimeter defenders in the NBA right now. He has proven that he can defend with the best of them in this league and guard anybody. But with that being said, if Washington does get to the point where Will Dawkins sees this franchise going 2 to 3 years from now, where they become a team that is top five in the East year in, year out, will they value him as a guy they want as their starting wing player on a championship-level team? That's why you bring in all these guys to compete for that. The Wizards have to get more talented at every single position.
Undoubtedly. Jeffrey, your boy Strober, one, coming for Bilal's neck. Two, has the Wiz competed for championships in 5 years? I think they're 3 years away from even when they want to be making the playoffs. I think this rebuild is so significant and severe that, like, this coming year is 25, 26. Then you got 26, 27. I don't even think they consider themselves like a play-in type team until 27, 28.
Well, this is
that's
the last.
Like, I mean, that's the path they're on.
This is the last year where they legitimately need to be a bad team in order to protect their first-round pick. They need to be in the top eight to have that first-round pick. After that, you are in year four of Bilal Coulibaly, year three of the three draft picks that you had the year before in Carrington, who's going to have an expanded role this year, Sarr, Keyshawn George, year two of the guys you bring in this year. They're going to have to try to be a legitimate team, and I think the goal would be flirting with the play-in.
No, sir. You want them to be a legitimate team, but that they're going to have to be?
I think they don't have to do nothing. I think this with this new way they tore everything down, it's no longer that what they were. People are expecting things to change now. I just think that we, just like we were with the Commanders, we were stuck in seeing the old, and we didn't move when everything began to change. We didn't want to move with it. A lot of fans don't. But even now with the Wizards, they see that they tore stuff all the way. They finally rebuilt. They didn't rebuild before.
Totally.
They were adding people lying to us. They were happy just to make it to the playoffs.
Like, what they used to do was, like, they wanted to redo their house, but they'd get, like, the cheapest contractor they could, and they'd, like, redo a closet. Yeah. And you still got the same house, and it kind of sucks. Like, yeah, that's what they used to do. Now they leveled it.
Yeah.
I think the build is going to be a lot longer. And what Greenberg said the other day that I thought was pretty interesting is, like,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you look at OKC, traded for SGA, right? And then Indy traded for Halliburton.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think it's entirely possible that whoever eventually, let's hope. I've rooted for this team my whole life. That's the reason I remember when they drafted Gugliotta. Like, I've rooted for this team my whole life. Calbert Chaney, you the man. Like, whatever is required, I think it's entirely possible, isn't on the roster right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's why they've made the moves that they had to free up a lot of cap space. Not necessarily because they're going to go out and sign somebody big in free agency. Free agency's kind of dead in the NBA, but the Wizards are going to become a hub for bad contracts over the next year to stack up more assets, first-round picks. And eventually, a couple years down the line, if the Wizards are a contending team, they are going to have the firepower necessary to trade for another all-star caliber player.
That I agree with.
I got that.
That, I think, is a much more reasonable take than Bilal's out of here and you've got him competing for a championship.
I'm not saying that Bilal will be out of here. All I'm saying is that the Wizards front office will have a decision to make about Bilal Coulibaly because, like you said, they're not going to be contending to win anything seriously anytime soon. So when the time that does come, you have to make decisions on who will be here long term. Guys have to get paid.
What are the rookie deals are 4 years, right?
Yeah.
But you get an extension after three? That's what you're saying?
That is a possibility. You become extension eligible, and the Wizards will have to make decisions on a guy like Blaw is going to be the first guy they have to make a legitimate decision on because he'll have to get paid.
They don't have to make it.
Well, they will, because he's coming up.
But what I'm saying is he still has another year on his deal.
Yeah,
you could wait it out.
But the thing about it, if you're waiting it out, you're basically saying that the guy ain't the guy you want to keep around. We watch that every year. Just like in the NFL.
Sure.
When it comes to extension time, if they don't extend you, they don't believe in you. Same thing in basketball. So if he's not extended this year, Strobel owns or something right there. They'll be like, oh, we got other people in the tank.
If he's not extended this time next year. After his third season.
His third season's coming up now.
Right, but the extension would be when the new league year opens next year.
Yeah, right, next year at this time.
Right?
Yeah.
So they get another season to see. And I just wonder if the injuries and stuff continue.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's interesting. With the Wiz, they are so far away. What's their win total for next year? 19 games? Is that stuff out?
It better be more than 19.
I'd say 23 to 25.
See, that for me, I'm being honest now. If that's the total, then I can't invest too much of my time.
Well, they have to be bad to keep the first round pick. That's the thing.
I understand all that.
What, is it the Knicks first round pick?
Correct.
Give me something.
Well, hold on. The Knicks are probably going to be pretty good. So they have to be bad to get the 25th pick or whatever?
It's top eight protected.
What does that mean?
That means if the Wizards do not hold a top eight pick in the draft, New York gets that draft pick.
Is that a Grunfeld deal?
That was this is the last domino of the John Wall trade.
Oh, Lord.
Good God.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.